This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so I'm a little guilty of this, but I don't think I need to be diagnosed with a mental condition yet. I'm on my way, though. I guess selfie-itis or self-itis. It's where you take selfies of yourself, you post them online, maybe you're doing it just a little too much. Now, I just posted a selfie, you know, because the new year started, and I wanted you guys to know that I was back in the studio, and I was live, and, you know, we were airing the show and broadcasting, okay, you know, same old type of thing. But apparently, the average person performs more selfies in one day than going to the bathroom. Now, for some of you folks that don't know what a selfie is where you take a picture of yourself, and you post it. You know, it's that question, if a tree falls in the forest but nobody heard it, does it make a sound? So you can take a picture of yourself. But if you post it for people to see, then it's called a selfie. A belfie is when you post a picture of your butt. I did that. Apparently there's a lot of butt shots you get on Pawn Stars. So as I walk away, there's the butt. And so I posted a bunch of my belfies, and I know that was when my butt was smaller. Now you couldn't even see me around the butt, so that's a whole other issue. So people are taking pictures of themselves on trains and lines at the DMV while shopping at Walmart, you know, and then not only do we have to see them do that, but then we have to see it on social media. And we're forced to see people contort their faces or peer their eyes or, you know, and we feign care and interest in their expression, right? You know, and we're like, all right, well, I guess, oh, that's a wonderful selfie. I don't really give a damn that you were ordering a Big Mac, but we, you know, roll with it because that's what people do. And so I don't know about you, but I've predicted that at one point we were going to be diagnosed with a mental disorder. And it's going to be named for an obsessive and narcissistic behavior that haunts us. Every screenshot and every scroll on social media, when we see these people consistently put selfies of themselves. Well, two psychiatrists, Jan R. Fanon, Balak Rishnan, from Thigarajar School of Management in Madurai, and Mark Griffiths of UK Nottingham Trent University, actually have decided to call it such. They surveyed 400 students who attended management courses at two colleges in India and classified them as the following. One, borderline. Now, you're a borderline selfitis patient if you take selfies three times a day, but you don't post it on social media. Now, apparently a third of people fell into this category. So it's where you take a bunch of pictures and you're like, nah, I don't think I'm going to put them up there. So that's borderline. You're considered acute if you take selfies three times a day and post it on social media. About the majority fell into this category, 40.5%. And then you're chronic if you take selfies more than six times a day while posting them on social media. That was suffered by about 25.5% of respondents. Now, what's very interesting is they said after they surveyed these 400 people, the majority of them took selfies. So, India, I guess, was a good place for this study to happen because they say it's a hotbed of selfitis or selfieitis, and it tragically boasts the highest selfie death rate in the world. They say 76 cases out of 127 deaths that have occurred due to selfies happen in India. So what is going on? For any of you guys on social media, it drives you crazy. It does. I mean, I cannot scroll down without seeing somebody's face. And if it's a funny expression, that's good. Me, I did the typical annoying selfie where I smiled. I tried to make myself look you know, semi-decent. I didn't have lipstick on or anything like that. And it's like, why am I looking at a picture of Dahlia? I don't want to see Dahlia. I'd rather see, you know, somebody better looking. But this is what people do, all right? So they'll take a selfie, and you know, when I went to Europe last year, it was my first time in Europe, and I just couldn't believe I was there. Yeah, I took a bunch of pictures. And I used to take a picture without me being in there because I hated the way I looked. But then I don't cement the memory in time. I don't cement how I looked. I don't cement my age. I don't, and people were getting mad that I was just posting, it was like a postcard. They're like, you're taking a picture of a mountain. You got to put some family in it. Otherwise, we could just buy a postcard. So I was like, all right, I get that. So I started to, whenever we had these, you know, fantastic, you know, nature images or, you know, artifact or, you know, historical sites, I put myself in there. So, yeah, I, unfortunately, on vacation, I took a lot of pictures. But the reason why a lot of people want to do that is if they're, let's say, at a concert or if they're at a political rally, they want to cement the memory in time, so they'll take a picture. They want to be in a social media feed. Okay, it's a way to be famous. Maybe not famous like Brad Pitt, but if your picture is on a social media feed and somebody is scrolling through, then other people see you. So it's a chance for people to notice you. And for people like us that are attention getters, we like that. When it comes to relationships or you liking somebody or them liking you or you having friends, you don't want to be out of sight, out of mind. So if there's a party coming up and you haven't been invited yet, you're going to go crazy on social media because you want them to go, oh, whoa, 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 we forgot to invite so-and-so. I got to tell you, that has happened with me where I have a party and I forget to invite somebody and I see them on my social media feed and I'm like, oh, whoa, I forgot to invite them. I didn't realize how close we were. Really? Because of social media, really, we're close. But so it kind of allows you to be in the mind of people. You also get to compete, okay? You want to compete. You want somebody looking at you instead of looking at somebody else. A lot of us are attention seekers. Hundreds of people at once get to see us. And the biggest reason for selfies is if you don't like the way you look, there are millions of ways to make a selfie look good. I cannot believe how gorgeous people are on Facebook. And it's because, and I'm like, look, you don't look like that in real life. I know you don't look like that in real life. Because, again, they got the right angle, they covered the chin, you don't see the facial hair, you don't see the pimples, it's the right angle. And after taking multiple pictures and filtering it, you could do amazing work with the lighting and all that, making your picture look professional. So you get to look good. So if we want to look attractive, we have unlimited editing power. So this isn't going to go away. So you need to, I'll tell you how to kind of overcome this. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
If you suck, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So for New Year's resolutions, many of you guys are going to try to cut back on your internet, cut back on porn, cut back on your Netflix binging, or cut back on selfie-itis and taking selfies. And so when we try to deal with obsessive behaviors, and I know nobody wants to admit they have an obsessive behavior, but I think we all need to sit and kick back and go, absolutely, many of us can have an obsessive behavior. It doesn't mean we have to be diagnosed with a condition. Everybody's so worried about being diagnosed. Who cares? If you have obsessive compulsive disorder, yes, there are certain obsessive compulsive disorders that can be very detrimental, you know, to your health and work, etc., where you can't go to work because you keep running back to the house to check on a stove or iron, etc. But, you know, having obsessions, having compulsions, having rituals, sometimes that's a part of the human psyche. And I think every person has the ability to have, quote-unquote, struggles with their psychological health, or some people may call it a mental health issue. I think everybody has that potential if environment triggers it. So I couldn't care less about computers growing up. Yeah, I think we had a pet computer where, you know, we would type in cat and do a loop in the 80s, and we thought that was so cool. I didn't need a computer. I didn't care about Atari. Pac-Man, yeah, I liked playing Pac-Man, but I wasn't addicted to it. I didn't really give a damn. You know, and so, but whoa, I have a smartphone. That's where everybody has to reach me from. That's my only connection to my kids and the outside world and everybody in my family and the networks and TV stations, etc. And now I can't go anywhere without my phone. And I compulsively have to make sure my phone is charged. I compulsively have to make sure my phone is with me at all times. And I have to compulsively check my messages. I used to never be like that. Doesn't mean I have a mental disorder. No. I'm addicted to chocolate. I have no problem saying I'm addicted to chocolate. I cannot walk by a buffet table and see chocolate and not grab it. I don't have that willpower. Is it a true addiction? I don't know. Do I have a true compulsive disorder? No, but do we have behaviors, compulsive behaviors, obsessive behaviors? Absolutely. You fall in love, you think about that person all the time. Are you obsessing? You could be. You could be. Some people say, oh, I'm just fantasizing. Oh, I'm just thinking about her or thinking about him. But are you obsessing? So in order for you to overcome an issue that you have, just like AA or any other, you know, amazing, you know, program, they tell you, look, you first have to admit you have a problem. So if your New Year's resolution is to use your phone less, to quit binge watching on Netflix, like Peaky Blinders, I guess the next season just got out. One of my friends messaged me on Facebook saying Peaky Blinders' fourth season is out. I'm like, okay, I'm going to try to watch all the shows over the weekend. Why? Why? Why do you have to watch all the shows? To catch up? Where did this need come that you have to catch up on all the shows? You know? And why do we do it? If it's not supposed to be quote-unquote normal behavior, why do we do it? Well, because there's other gain, which makes it not abnormal behavior. When Star Trek came out, did I really have to be there opening day? Nah. But did I want to see it within the first week or two? Absolutely. Now, why? Is it because I was obsessing about Star Wars? No. It's because in media, I knew I was going to see all these spoilers, and I didn't want it blown for me. So I had to see it before it got spoiled. That's a very logical, psychologically healthy, you know, decision that I made. But we compulsively had to try to see Star Wars early on. Jumanji, I haven't seen yet. I want to see Jumanji. I'm excited about that. But that I'm not, you know, obsessing about or jumping to do. So we were talking about the selfie-itis or whether you're trying to, you know, get off the internet or get off porn or whatever. You need to many times recruit friends and family members. And for those of you addicted, quote unquote, addicted to porn or addicted to internet surfing or addicted to taking selfies, you're too embarrassed to go to somebody for help. But in order for you to overcome, you're going to need to recruit family members. You know, and in terms of the selfie-itis, okay, you need to assign somebody or deputize somebody to be the selfie police. So with selfies, and we'll talk about porn and the other stuff in a second, but with selfies, have that selfie police only allow you to take one selfie a day. You can make this selfie any way you like. You could dress it up. You could crop it. You could play with the filtering and the lighting. You could spend as much time as you need on this one selfie. And you could only post one time a day. After you exhaustively created this one selfie and went through all the, you know, painstaking efforts, hopefully you realize the futility of your efforts, and maybe you'll skip a day and then maybe two. You know, the other thing, too, with selfies is less is more sometimes with your friends. They keep seeing you. You start to exhaust them. Same thing with relationships. Some of the best relationships aren't the ones where the people almost live together 24 hours a day. You need some separation. So you don't want to super saturate people. So when it comes to selfies, that's one thing you can do. When it comes to porn, that we've talked about a lot, how to deal with porn addiction. And many people for New Year's, you know, for your New Year's resolution, they're like, all right, I'm going to cut back on that. Okay, if you don't want to recruit family and friends, what you can do on your own is you're going to have to do like little alarms. And you'll have to have certain limitations that you can't just tell yourself, I'm just going to watch for 15 minutes or whatever. Okay? What you're going to have to do is have an alarm go off. And that alarm is going to tell you, okay, time to turn it off. Now, many of you will ignore the alarm, or you'll shut the alarm off, going, well, I'd like to finish this scene, or I'd like to finish this movie. Okay? No. You're going to have to work with it just like any other movie. You'll get to see a scene. You have to stop it. You have to work on your willpower. It's an exercise, just like with the gym. You got to push yourself. It's going to hurt a little bit. Okay? You can always go back to it. It could be something to look forward to. But you're going to have to set limits. And if you can't do it, you are going to have to recruit family and friends. Oh, my wife can't know that I want... Why can't she know? Maybe you guys make a rule that you only get to watch porn together. Oh, I know nobody likes that. That's not the reason. I get it. But still, if you watch too much porn, if you're going to get in trouble at work, if you're not going to work, if you're not going to class, you're going to have to do something. These addictions or obsessive or compulsive behaviors are going to consume you. Okay? Let's say you actually have a ritual where you have to wash your hands and keep washing your hands and you keep thinking your hands are dirty. Okay? These are things that medical providers help and psychologists are excellent to institute with their cognitive therapy and behavioral modifications. But, you know, you need to, again, exercise your mind. You're washing your hands. Okay? You wash your hands completely. No, I don't think I did it enough. Why don't you? Do you feel like you missed a spot? Yeah, I feel like I missed a spot. Okay. Then what I would do with my patient, if they have this obsessive hand washing, is I'm like, all right, let's do a methodical hand washing approach. You're going to start with your pinky finger. When you finish with the pinky finger, you can move on to the ring finger. Then you can move on to the middle finger. But you cannot go back to that pinky finger. Well, what if the pinky finger touched the thumb? It won't. Your pinky finger won't touch your thumb. All right, and then after you methodically move from distal down, all right, you can start with the fingernails, fingertips, etc., you're done. You are done. You did a thorough washing. Another thing you could do with the stove. Oh, I left the stove on. Okay, what you do is you turn off the stove, you take a picture. When you get into your car and you're starting to drive away and you're at a stoplight, I mean, don't be checking your phone while you're driving, but let's say you're at a stop or you're at work, and you're like, oh, you know what? I left the stove on. You look at your selfie or a video. You could have a video saying, look, it is January 2nd. And this is, I don't know, 11 o'clock at night. And I check this, whatever. And that's your proof that it's off. Use your phone. I don't care if you become obsessed with your phone. We all are. Apparently that's okay in society. But these are steps you can do in terms of binge watching with Netflix or Amazon Prime. Okay, I understand that these cliffhangers are very, very tempting. Then use it to look forward to. What I did for me, so I would never have issues with binging, is I only get to watch Netflix when I'm exercising. So when I'm on the treadmill, I could be watching the show. After 45 minutes to an hour, when that show ends, I'm exhausted. I got to get off the treadmill. And I can't be sitting there watching the show after that because I'm only on the treadmill. So I link my exercise up with that. And, I, you know, it's something you guys could do. All right? Maybe you have to stand and do arm circles or do you know, little steps on a step stool. There's lots of little activities, crunches, whatever. So, you know, and if you need help, email me at drdahlia.com. When we come back, doctors are going to be fined or possibly lose their license for writing narcotics inappropriately. What does inappropriately mean? We're going to come back. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. For any of you coming to Las Vegas and thinking about getting a narcotic or benzodiazepine when you come here, or even your testosterone, it may not be as easy. Apparently, as of yesterday, Assembly Bill 474 goes into effect. And it was designed to curb the overprescribing of narcotics. Many people hail it as a long overdue measure to limit narcotic prescriptions. And people say, look, it's about time doctors and practitioners are held responsible. And others worry, oh gosh, this is going to be a mess. Because now it's going to severely limit patient access to controlled substances. So let me just review what happened here in Nevada, which may mirror what's going to happen in other states. And why this may not be the best way to curb overprescribing. Right? But it's an attempt to. So again, their heart's in the right place, but boy, is this gonna, you know, pose huge issues for patients and doctors. So with Assembly Bill 474, if you look at the text, providers are going to be required to report cases or suspected cases of drug overdose. Now, some of you will say, well, that makes sense. If somebody overdoses, okay, with a narcotic or does mixed medication or whatever, they should report it. That would make some sense. But what if we don't know for sure? Doctors are always required to report things like child abuse. Okay, well, if there's child abuse, absolutely. If there's spousal abuse, absolutely. But what if you're not sure? When you tell a medical provider that they have to, if you know, report something, and they aren't 100%, that's a very anxiety-producing thing for all people involved. You got kids that fall and bruise themselves. You got, you know, things that happen. And if you're going to call it, you better be damn sure. So if somebody slept in till 2 p.m., does that mean they overdosed? Did that mean they slept in? So you'd be like, all right, well, they're fine. The providers, if they don't know, they don't have to report it. According to this Bill 474, if we fail to do so, it'll be considered a misdemeanor. So if your family member decides to call the doctor's office, okay, or let's say you're divorcing your wife, and she's mad, or divorcing your husband, and they're mad, and they want to do you in, get you fired, and they report to the doctor, you wonder what? He overdosed the other day. I had to revive him in the shower and all that, but he overdosed. That provider will be charged with a misdemeanor, could possibly lose their license, if they don't report it. And you might not have even overdosed. So the language is still too general on that. Providers are also going to be required to add additional information to the state's prescription drug monitoring program. All right, there's a prescription drug monitoring program. It's a big database, so we know every controlled substance you've ever had or used. Okay. However, now we have to put the medical diagnosis and then the least number of days of medication will be necessary. Okay. So we have to put your diagnosis. So let's say you don't like to fly, and you need a little Valium or Xanax to get through the flight. All right, a lot of people do. A lot of people don't like to fly. Take a little bit of anxiety, right? Take a little anti-anxiety medication, some benzodiazepine. This bill doesn't have to just do with narcotics. This has to do with all controlled substances. Well, what is the official diagnosis, the ICD-10 code, for not liking to fly a little bit? Well, we could put a phobia. I forget the phobia term for not wanting to fly. Or what most people do is they put the diagnosis of anxiety or generalized anxiety disorder. You don't want to be diagnosed with an anxiety disorder if you don't have if it's just for a flight. But now we have to put a diagnosis in there. When you force a medical provider to use an ICD-10 code, that's on your record. That's you. Now, again, I understand why they want to curb, you know, I mean, why are you on the opioid? Well, for pain, you know, because you have chronic back pain. Okay, now you got chronic back pain. But what if you have vulvodyne or vaginal pain, and you're taking a narcotic because you can't have sex, or vaginismus, where you're having severe contractions with your vaginal muscles during sex and it's painful, then you need to take a pain medication and a muscle relaxant. You really want that out there? It's going to be. Providers are going to be required to maintain proof that they have access and they use it. Licensing boards are going to have the authority to obtain medical records and investigate any activity deemed fraudulent, illegal, unauthorized, but this is the kicker, inappropriate prescribing, and impose disciplinary action if a violation has occurred. Inappropriate prescribing. So if I want to give you a medication because you are having, you know, pretty severe testicular pain, let's say, and somebody goes, nah, I think it's inappropriate. They only need Motrin. Who's deciding? Well, there's a board, but the best person to make that decision is your medical provider and you. You know what your pain is. The medical provider is examining you. But if that prescription was, quote-unquote, inappropriate, oh, you shouldn't have given him Xanax for the flight. Give him Benadryl to sleep. Who the hell are you? So, that's a problem. Prescribers are going to have to do at least 2 hours of training on the subjects of abuse, misuse, controlled substances, as well as prescribing of opioids. That's up from an hour. That's fine. Providers have to document why the patients need the controlled substance, justify the quantity written. Providers are going to have to obtain written consent by the patient, as well as develop and document an evaluation, risk assessment, treatment plan, meaning we have to do a mental health evaluation, make sure you aren't at risk for abuse and addiction, prior to initiating the prescription for the controlled substance. So if you want testosterone, we're going to have to go through this whole rigmarole, evaluation, risk assessment, treatment plan. Now, as some people say, well, Dahlia, you should be doing that anyway. And we do. If I'm going to start doing testosterone, I'm going to make sure your PSA isn't high. Yes, testosterone, and we'll talk about this, is considered a controlled substance. We'll show you later. I'll talk about the controlled substances. But your sleeping medication, let's say you want some Ambien, and you're in a hurry, you're seeing the doctor for lunch hour, that doctor's going to have to stop, do this whole evaluation, risk assessment, treatment plan, which in a way I've already done. I mean, we've done this, but it's just more work. If the prescription's a 30-day supply, you need to be in a written agreement between doctor and patient. You have to have now a written agreement that you're not going to abuse it, you're going to follow up appropriately, etc. If not, you may not get your prescription. State Board of Pharmacy will have the authorization to enforce the provisions and the bill. Any medical provider who violates the provisions or prescribes a controlled substance inappropriately will face disciplinary action. Providers will every 90 days have to get a utilization report while the patient is prescribed the controlled substance, etc. So basically, providers now, and we'll talk about what the controlled substances are, but providers, if they don't follow these rules to a T, okay? And some of you will say, well, who's going to really know? All it takes is a family member furious that somebody got a narcotic prescription. Yeah, they'll go to the board and say, so-and-so keeps giving medication to, you know. The other thing, too, is we're going to have to, medical providers in Nevada, see what you were prescribed in your other state. So we have to access the database of any state you got a narcotic from. Because if you overdose, we're liable, and this law wants us to make sure that we looked at every other state's controlled substance monitoring program. What if your state doesn't have that yet? What if you're a truck driver? Not that truck drivers really use these medications because they can't drive, but let's say you have the type of job where you're in multiple states. And you go to a doctor in Missouri, you go to a doctor in Montana, you go to a doctor in Utah, and then you come to Vegas or Nevada. So what do you think the average medical provider is going to do or say? Hell no. They are already so busy, so overworked. They're already, you know, overwhelmed with, you know, the ICD-10 codes and the electronic software and billing issues and staff and wait times. Are they going to have time to do all this? So they're going to probably say, you know what, we just don't prescribe those here. So let's talk about what controlled substances this can include. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, we're talking about this new controlling substance curbing bill, Assembly Bill 474, that has basically kicked into gear. And I want to quickly review what controlled substances are and how some of the medications you're on could be considered controlled substances, which means it's going to be harder for you to get if your state passes similar measures. So basic controlled substances, the Controlled Substance Act helped determine and classify medications into certain classes. So like a Schedule 1, for example. Schedule 1, which is what marijuana is considered from the federal level, are substances that have the highest potential for abuse. There is no currently accepted medical use in treatment in the U.S. And remember, marijuana federally is still considered a class one, Schedule 1 drug. And there's lack of accepted safety for use under medical supervision. So marijuana is basically with ecstasy, heroin, LSD, okay? And so Schedule 1 drugs, this doesn't even pertain to because most doctors and medical providers cannot prescribe Schedule 1 drugs. Or if they do, they have to go through certain clinical trials, or with marijuana, now that marijuana is legal and recreational, we get to bypass a lot of medical providers, but federally, marijuana is still considered a Schedule 1. What this bill addresses are your 2, 3, and 4. So, to break those down, Schedule 2 drugs, and many of you guys already know about these medications, you just don't know what class they're in. So Schedule 2 drugs come under Schedule 1 in terms of having a high potential for abuse, and if they are abused, could lead to severe psychological or physical dependence. Now, what drugs are considered with this? Well, Oxycontin, oxycodone, as in Percocet, hydrocodone, as in Vicodin and Lortab. Hydrocodone actually used to be a Schedule 3, and they moved it up to a Schedule 2 because of all the opioid overdoses. Morphine, oxymorphone, Demerol, fentanyl. So these are heavy-duty drugs. But also what's included in a Schedule 2 is your Adderall and Ritalin. So if you have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder and you are taking Adderall or Ritalin, that's technically a Schedule 2 drug. And if there are certain rules in the state where your medical provider prescribes that can impede the ease at which they write these medications and put them at risk for liability or censure or fines, then, unfortunately, you may have a harder time getting these medications. Just something that we need to be honest about. Do people abuse Adderall and Ritalin? Yeah. Do people abuse oxycodone or hydrocodone? Yeah, people abuse these medications. Do people abuse fentanyl and morphine? Yeah, they do. But, we have some innocent people out there that need these medications. Now we look at Schedule 3 drugs. Schedule 3 drugs still have potential for abuse, considered less than Schedule 1 or 2. And according to the Controlled Substance Act, may lead to moderate to physical dependence and still could be highly psychologically addictive. And this class, and again, I have this all written on my website at drdahlia.com. This class includes codeine. So if you got a Tylenol with codeine or a cough syrup with codeine, that's a Schedule 3. Buprenorphine, which we use to treat opioid addiction. Butalbital, which a lot of you guys have with your migraine medications. Furanol, Furoset, where we have the butalbital, caffeine, and either acetaminophen or aspirin to treat headaches. But testosterone products like Androgel. Testosterone products are considered Schedule 3 drugs. Now, do I think somebody getting testosterone needs to have a treatment plan? You know, we're going to watch your PSA. We're going to make sure we don't have prostate enlargement. We're going to make sure you're not at risk for prostate cancer because the testosterone could fuel it. We're going to watch your liver. Okay, we're going to watch your heart. You know, and many people take testosterone products, and I'm for testosterone replacement. If you are testosterone deficient, just like being thyroid deficient or insulin deficient, you should be supplemented. So I'm for testosterone supplementation, but I'm also for a plan. But again, if you have a medical provider that is already overwhelmed and knows that they're not going to be able to comply with every single thing these laws want, they may say, you know what, we just don't do testosterone here. And now, you know, where are you going to go? Now you got to find somebody who will. Then you have Schedule 4 drugs. Schedule 4 drugs have a smaller potential for abuse. But you can still have physical dependence or physical dependence on it or psychological dependence. Now, some of these medications are Soma or carisoprodol, the muscle relaxant. A lot of you guys take muscle relaxants. Tramadol. Many of you take Tramadol. It's an opioid agonist used for pain, but Tramadol is a controlled substance. We used to use Darvocet a lot. Darvocet was taken off the market in the U.S. a while back, but Darvocet was used for pain. Some of you guys out of the country will still use Darvocet. Belvique for weight loss, but Phentermine. Many of you guys that take Phentermine for weight loss, you're going to have to go through this whole rigmarole, this whole plan, Okay? And then your diagnosis, of course, would probably be obesity. You're like, well, I'm not really obese. I just want to lose 5-10 pounds, you know, for my wedding. Nah, you need to have a diagnosis. I mean, if you're not obese, they're not going to use obese. But there has to be a diagnosis for giving you the medication. So if you're not obese and you need to lose weight to fit into a wedding dress or to look good, you know, because you don't like a couple of the rolls, you may not get your medication. Benzodiazepines like Xanax, Valium, Ativan, we were talking about for flight, for the mother-in-law coming into town. Benzodiazepines, they're controlled substances. We use them for relaxation, sedation. Ambien's a biggie. You know how many people take Ambien for insomnia? It's a Schedule 4. It's a controlled substance. So, you want a diet pill, you need an ADD medication, you need testosterone, you need a sleeping pill. It may be harder to come by for these things. And again, the law is for controlled substances. Yeah, it's supposed to curb opioid abuse, but it includes all controlled substances. Now, the reason why this came about is years ago, one of the state senators wanted to pass a law where doctors could be sued by patients or their family if they had a, if they ever became addicted or dependent on a medication. And it was so broad, it was like a one paragraph thing that was so broad that people panicked. This was years ago, and I told you guys about this, where they're like, well, wait a second, somebody could say they need Ambien for sleep and sue you. Well, of course, that would have forced doctors to say, no, I'm not going to write any of these medications. So they didn't do that, but this, in a way, will still do the same thing. Now, okay, let's talk about the pros. Why are people so happy? Why did this pass so easily through the Nevada legislature? Why was it signed into law by the governor? Because in Nevada, about 400 people die a year of opioid overdose. They say 91 people die a day throughout the country of opioid overdoses. And we want to stop that. That's some serious stuff. Now, my question is the average person who overdoses getting it from their family doctor or their internist or their pain management doctor, or are they getting it black market? Are they getting it from friends? Okay. If the average person is getting it from the regular family doctor, yeah, that makes sense to come up with some plan. So that's what they want to do. And, by the way, a lot of these things, like they say, okay, well, you know, the doctor has to come up with a treatment plan. They have to screen for abuse. At medical school, I was taught to do that, and we do that. We already do that. I'm not going to give you something that I think you're going to sell to kids or that I think you're going to mix with alcohol. But how do I know that for sure? All right, do you drink alcohol? No, I don't. All right, don't take this medication with alcohol. I won't. I mean, they could say anything. Which is why we need to go through the prescription drug monitoring program and see what was prescribed to you by other doctors. Now, that makes sense, okay, because then we could get an idea if you're lying. Some people will make you do a drug screen, which, by the way, when you do these consents and these agreements, when you go into an agreement with your medical provider, majority of them will say that they could drug test you. Because if you are doing drugs, then they could be very liable if anything happens to you with an overdose, so they won't give you the drug. They won't give you the medication. So what if they don't like that you're using recreational marijuana? What if they don't like that? Because they're worried that now there's proof that you were on marijuana plus the narcotic. So because of liability, I anticipate the average doctor is going to say, you know what, I'm going to pass on that. I'm just going to prescribe blood pressure or cholesterol medication. And you could be up a creek, 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.